Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome back, or welcome for the first time to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. I am always delighted to have you join and to join in on some important topics and content that is inspirational. It is transformational. And I know that as you are hearing this, you are starting to change or already changing and becoming the woman you were created to be. So awaken your inner whole woman. Today, I want to focus on a topic that many of us, if not all of us, are experiencing in our lives. And I want to teach you about some very powerful ways to deal with fear. We all have it. It's a normal, natural emotion. It is intended to help us to stay alive for survival and adaptability. But if we aren't careful, it can become something that starts to paralyze us, stop us, and keep us from where we were intended to be in our lives. And so when you are awakening to the truth of who you are, you have to have an understanding about fear. So today's topic is befriend your fear. I know you probably have never been told that you need to start a relationship, have a friendship with fear. But the more and more you understand it, the more it does not have the grip and the hold that it can have on you. And I am one that I definitely know how it shows up and has shown up in my own life. And still, there are places that I am still continuing to see how it shows up. So you're going to hear more about it and how you can do some simple things today to get you moving, to get you going, and to no longer stop or limit your own self. And so when we think about fear, it really is important to understand that fear is a survival mechanism. It's an emotion for survival. So I want you to think about it like this. I want you to think about this idea of fear is really intended if you were to walk up on a bear. Like right now, you were outside and a bear walked up on you, you would have what we call the fight or flight response. You would, I hope, take off running, but you would have this response, and the body has a way of preparing when the button is triggered. So your pupils may dilate. It shuts down a lot of the organs to preserve energy. You're going to sometimes release things. So some people might release fluids from their bodies. You might start sweating. Your heart is going to race. It starts to pump blood very quickly, which is why the heart accelerates because it's pumping blood very quickly to get to all the extremities to make sure you can get away. There are many other things that happen, but in this process, it's the fight or flight response. It is necessary because if we did not have that as humans, there would be no human race. And so we are appreciative. I hope that you are appreciative of fear and how it shows up. And that's a part of why I want you to befriend it, because I really want you to understand what's happening. Do you know that you have about 65,000 thoughts a day? Yes, 65,000 thoughts. Here's the thing, 90% of those thoughts you thought yesterday. 95% or 90% of those thoughts you thought yesterday. So essentially, you're thinking of recycled thoughts every day. And of those 65,000 thoughts, 75% of them are negative and fear-based thoughts. This is why you have to befriend your fear, because there is something happening that you're not aware of. And a lot of the times, this is the thing that can get you very stuck in your life and really feeling settled or not moving in what you say you really, really want. And so we've got to be more aware of these thoughts. A lot of the times, a lot of those 65,000 thoughts are going very quickly. You probably, as you are listening to this podcast, are having a ton of them. The challenge becomes when we take what that thought is, or take that thought and we add meaning to the thought and we put some emotion attached to it. Those are the thoughts that you tend to remember most throughout your day. And as we are learning and talking about our thoughts and we're talking about fear, what I want you to know is fear only exists in your mind. Did you ever think about that? That fear doesn't exist anywhere else except in your mind. And this is why we have to do some constant mindset work. Mindset work about how we're thinking. What are the stories we're telling ourselves? What are the beliefs that we are believing that are reinforcing the stories that we tell ourselves? And many, if not all of them, are fear-based, fear-driven. Truth be told, there are two emotions. There's love, and then there's fear. Yeah, I know you probably are thinking of there's anxiety and there's anger and there's worry and there's embarrassment and there's loneliness. But if you really look at it, break it down, it all equates to fear, right? You're stressed about the future because you're afraid that maybe you won't have friends or you won't be able to live the life that you want, or that you're afraid that things aren't going to work out the way you want. There's some level of fear. You're angry because maybe you're afraid that people will control you or you'll be vulnerable. There's so many levels to the emotion, but when we break them down, the two that remain is love or fear. And if you are not operating in love, you are operating in fear. And so we have to be mindful of this, which is why it's so important to befriend it and really start to develop a relationship, an understanding. And I'm going to add, without judgment. And so you're going to become what I like to call a thinker or a witness. And in that, as you're doing that, even in a relationship, as you are learning to befriend someone, it really is about you witnessing and becoming very curious about the individual. Can you remember a time where you were like, and it could be a romantic relationship or just a platonic relationship, and you become curious, like, who is that? All right. Oh, and if it's a romantic relationship, you're like, wow, who is that? Or you may start to observe, you know, how they dress or how they talk, where they are hanging out, who they hang around with. You initially become curious. That's what I want you to do as we are talking about your fear and befriending it. It really is about you becoming curious and wondering, you know what, why is it I get afraid every time I want to do a Facebook Live? Why is it I become afraid when it's time for me to stand in front of people and talk? Why is it? You know, just really asking those questions, because in that you'll start to get some answers, but it really requires you to befriend it and really first step, get curious. Many of us don't do that because a lot of the times our thoughts and our emotions aren't always aligned. And so we may have an emotion and we don't really know where it came from. It's like, I don't even know why I was feeling this way. I'll tell you that you never have an emotion or a feeling without a thought. There is a thought somewhere swimming around that maybe you're not consciously aware of, but it's there. And if you're able to track the thought, right, from the emotion, you track it back to the thought, you will discover that it is a thought. And oftentimes it is a core belief. So it's a thought that just keeps presenting itself in a different way. And becoming curious of this is what you want to do as you're befriending. your fear and saying, I wonder why. That's interesting that every time I have to think about getting out of my comfort zone, my stomach turns. Because the body, here's what I love about the body. The body is always speaking. And if you can't label the emotion and you can't label the thought, let me tell you, you know how you feel in your body, right? You start getting tense. You start feeling weird. You start sweating. Your head starts hurting. Your body will speak to you. And so a lot of the times people may say, well, Natalie, I'm witnessing, I'm getting curious, but I'm still getting stuck. And that would be what I would offer next. Just pay attention to your body. What is happening in that moment? And that will help you to be a better witness of your fears. So the first step, you have it, is to what? To actually become a witness and become very curious about your fears. As you're becoming curious, you want to start to make connections. You might say, wow, you know what? I'm realizing that it is every time that I have to do a presentation at work, I get this way the day before. You know what? That is true. Because every time I start to do that Facebook Live, I end up thinking about my hair isn't together and that I need to have the better lighting and will I mess up? Like all of these things start to happen in those moments. And as you start to become curious, you can start to then make connections, which is the second thing. So think about it. As you're starting in a relationship with getting to know someone and you're starting to get curious, maybe even ask questions, you start making connections like, oh, so they like this too. Or, wow, their family is, you know, not too far from where my family's from. You're able then to do the second step, which is make connections. And that is going to be an important piece as you are going through befriending your fear. I know this sounds really simple, but it is so helpful with you being able to know what to do and to be able to feel empowered by your fear versus feeling that you are paralyzed by your fear. So you start to make those connections, and those connections will lead you to a deeper meaning. A deeper meaning. Your fear, believe it or not, has a meaning. It has a function. Many people I know don't think about it as a function, but in this weird, twisted way, your fear has meaning. And the meaning or function is that it's trying to protect you. You probably don't feel protected as you're thinking about the fears that you experience, but they are trying to protect you. And so it is, while it feels like a weird, twisted way, it is a very healthy and adaptive way. And that is a good sign if you're experiencing it. And so in this, your fear is trying to protect you. Now let's go back to some of the things I mentioned earlier that maybe cause you fear, and you have others, I'm sure. So I want you to think about them, but let's go back to the Facebook Live, and you're trying to step out and do one and you're excited about it. And then all of a sudden you get overwhelmed with fear. What do you think the fear may be trying to protect you from? Many of us, maybe it's trying to protect us from embarrassment, protect us from rejection, protect us from failure. There are many things in our lives that we have, and I call them wounds. We all have wounds. We all have experiences. And in some way, our fear is showing up to protect us from those experiences. It's like, wait a minute, we've been there before. Let's not do that again, right? It's almost like touching that hot stove. You get close to it and you remember, nope, I'm not going to touch the stove. And so it comes to try to protect you from something that it may think is going to cause you some hurt or harm. Well, that's a great thing, right? If it's something like touching the stove. But when it comes to you stepping out into the life that you want or were created to have, you going into business, you starting that new job, you getting out of your comfort zone, you're going after love and romance and a romantic relationship, it does not serve you in the same way. And so one of the steps that I would offer you next is to recognize the fear, But then also, as you're in a relationship, you're able to say, thank you, but I've got it covered. Thank you, but I've got it covered. Think about a friendship where you have a girlfriend who's trying to do something for you and you're like, no, girl, I'm good. I got it. It's the same concept, the same idea that you can then say thank you. And you really say the thank you out of a place of gratitude, because this part has been protecting you. This fear has been protecting you for some time. But you're saying thank you, but no thank you, because I've got it covered. And I don't need that type of protection anymore. The same thing you would say to a girlfriend or a family member. Thank you, but I've got it covered. And more you're able to do this, and more you understand the fear and then are able to use it for something positive. So really reflect right now and ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What is it that gets in the way? This, I will tell you, does take some introspection, as well as it really takes you paying attention. And a lot of our lives, a lot of our days are really autopilot. So we are not paying attention and we're going through the same motions over and over again. But even as you're listening to this podcast, I believe you are awakening. I believe that you're becoming more aware and more conscious so that you can really see that this is happening in your life. And more importantly, this is something that you have the ability to change. And so understanding your fear and really befriending it, allowing yourself to really develop a relationship, not one of judgment, but one that you're able to observe, you can really learn some very powerful things. I'll tell you myself, this year, I actually discovered that I was afraid of putting myself out there. There was many years that I thought that I was hidden, that no one could see me, that no one knew who I really was. And I was just waiting for the day. I was waiting for the moment for it to all be uncovered and that everyone would see who I really was. And it wasn't until this year, as I do the work that I always encourage other women to do, that I discovered, no, Natalie, you weren't hidden. You wanted to be hidden. You wanted to be hidden. There was a fear. There were these fears that I had, a fear of rejection, a fear of judgment. And they were so rooted that they didn't even appear to be fears. It really seemed like genuine concerns. But as I did the work, I realized that they were fear-based, they were fear-driven, and they were stopping me from moving into this next level, this next place that I know I am going into, was created to move into, and really am ready to move into. And that's why I'm encouraging you to do the work and to really ask yourself, can I befriend my fear? And how will this impact my life? How will it impact my business? How will it impact my relationships? How will it impact my finances? Because it's all connected in understanding the fear. I hope that you will take the time out this week to write and reflect on this podcast. And then asking yourself, what am I really afraid of? How does my body respond when I'm afraid of? What triggers my fear? How do I respond when I'm triggered? Asking yourself these questions and really looking for themes and patterns. Fear can show up the most when we're dealing with money. It could be relationships, it could be health, it could be love, it could be stepping out of your comfort zone, but really paying attention as you're befriending your fear. So then you will have the ability to do something different. I always encourage women to choose differently. Choose differently. Every other time this showed up in your life, what did you do? And then I ask, now what can you do differently? And in doing that, we break the cycles of things that hold us back, that keep us stuck, and that cause us to settle for less than who we really are. Because the truth is, you are perfect, you are complete, and you are lacking nothing just the way you are right now. That nothing has to change. That you can embrace truly and authentically the woman that you are. And that's what I wanted us to do today. And I encourage you to continue to do the work to befriend your fear. And I look forward to seeing all of your comments about this episode and how it's speaking to you and how you're going to use this to propel you into the next step that you have, the next level for your own life. It's been great listening or being a part of this podcast with you. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.